In the 18th century, chamber music developed as a distinct form that was played in small rooms or chambers. On this week's News and Views, we look at how a Philadelphia-based chamber ensemble is charting new musical territory. Chamber music can sound delicate and refined. It can also be brash and bold. Flutist Mimi Stillman, at 12, was the youngest wind player admitted to Curtis. After graduating, she founded her own chamber group, Dolce Suono, which she likens to a repertory theater company.
In that we have a cast of characters, and we kind of form into different ensemble configurations depending on the repertoire we're playing. One of our main ensembles is the trio of flute, cello, and piano. We've been very active lately commissioning works for Pierrot Ensemble, which is a mixed grouping of flute, clarinet, violin, cello, piano, and percussion.
In chamber music, a small number of musicians play without a conductor, each player listening, giving cues, reacting in a musical conversation. This intimacy attracts a wide range of musicians from other performance settings, such as organist Alan Morrison.
You're feeding off of each other's energy and not necessarily depending on one person. It's a whole group depending on each other as a whole, which makes it very exciting when it clicks.
And associate principal cello of the Philadelphia Orchestra, Yumi Kendall.
I really appreciate the opportunity, not just for the chamber music in and of itself, but also because it adds to who I am as an orchestral musician.
On the next News and Views, music in cultural context. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.
The Philadelphia-based group Dolce Suono plays a range of music from Baroque to contemporary. On this week's News and Views, we look at how this chamber ensemble is making the case that music is, and always has been, integral to our understanding of ourselves. Artistic director flutist Mimi Stillman has also studied music history at the University of Pennsylvania. She creates programs for Dolce Suono that put music in its historical context.
I think it's part of an approach to the world and to society is not seeing every piece of music or every composer or even every musical style in a vacuum. Just like real life, it's part of this rich tapestry of music, visual art, culture, the world of ideas.
In its first 7 seasons, Dolce Suono has performed 23 premieres, including works by Richard Danielpour, Stephen Mackie, Stephen Stuckey, and Shulamit Ron, the group's first composer-in-residence and artistic co-curator in the 2011-2012 season, when Dolce Suono performed her work, Moon Songs. Artistic director Mimi Stillman says playing both traditional and new music from Western and other cultures provides a balanced musical diet.
Playing Bach is sometimes the hardest thing to do. It keeps us musically honest and in tip-top shape, whereas new pieces are challenging in a different way. Each experience of a different style, different repertoire, will just kind of broaden our musical minds and keep us growing.
On the next News and Views, introducing classical music to children. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.
Chamber music, as we know it today, developed in the 18th century. On this week's News and Views, we consider how a Philadelphia-based chamber ensemble is taking the art form forward. It was called chamber music because it was played in small rooms or chambers. While that may call to mind polite after-dinner music played by musicians in powdered wigs, today's chamber music has moved way beyond that, says flutist Mimi Stillman.
I don't know anybody who automatically thinks chamber music is going to be just dainty or just polite. If people haven't been exposed to it, they are not biased. We just got to get out there and play what we believe in.
Stillman, who performs as soloist and with her chamber ensemble, Dolce Suono, finds new audiences receptive to chamber music, especially in the schools.
Kids are some of the most open-minded people you will ever meet. Playing at a school in rural Northern California, a little boy who had never heard Mozart before, and he raises his hand, he says, "Can you play more Mozart?" And that moment was a really important reminder to me never to assume that people are closed from this music.
Dolce Suono has a flexible roster of musicians and performs a home series each year in Philadelphia. It plays a range of repertoire from Baroque to new works with a variety of instruments. And as part of a collaboration with the Domingo Cafritz Young Artist Program for Emerging Singers at the Washington National Opera, has featured singers like Jae Gun Young.
What I have to keep in mind is not to have preconceived notions when you go to program. Don't think that people are going to think it's too adventurous. You never know. You could play the thorniest new music and have people really excited about it. By the same token, you can get a huge energetic vibe going with pulsating Baroque excitement.
In the 2012-2013 season, Dolce Suono celebrates Debussy. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.